The Scope is filmed before a live studio audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show certified by the American Dental Association. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
The Scope World Series of Pop Culture concludes, we find out if Borat was a great success, and Jared is placed on injured reserve after an evening of binge drinking.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hello, hello, Scope faithful. This is episode 17. I am one of the three members of the Scope team, Shane. As you can tell by the sound of my voice, I'm not feeling very good, so hopefully I will be able to make it through this show.
Oh, that's feeling well, Shane. Let's use proper grammar.
Yeah, please. This is internet. Grammar doesn't count. Let's go around the room to hit the rest of the Scope team, because I like to introduce them first, because they're the best. Sitting directly to my right is my good friend, Adam.
Hello, Adam. I are good, too.
You am good?
I are good.
Also, the guy running all the technical stuff, the third member of the Scope team, is Jared.
What's poppin'?
Everybody loves him. He's a great guy and makes the show run smoothly.
I love your conviction. That's what I love most about you, Shane. You always say things that matter.
I'm putting my heart and soul into everything. For people that have been paying attention the last two episodes of The Scope, we've been doing the Scope World Series of Pop Culture. And today is the finals. So we've got the two winning teams from the last two shows in. Let's go around the room and introduce our six in-studio guests. We'll start with Team Quizzards of Oz. Gary, please stand up to the mic and introduce yourself.
Hello, Shane. I'd like to tempt you with my dulcet voice.
Very nice.
Thank you.
You're wearing a Vikings jersey.
Pat Williams.
Why?
You haven't given up. And he's done.
Just like that.
Is it your birthday today, Gary, or was it another day and we're just celebrating?
It was yesterday.
Everybody, it's yesterday was Gary's birthday.
And in honor of your birthday on the 17th, we have show number 17.
I'm just happy to be here.
Later tonight, Gary, it's going to be a rocking good time celebrating your birthday.
Yeah, we're going to the Goshoff Zirkemuklichkeit in Northeast Minneapolis to
already plug
drink and be Gary.
Wow. Everyone gets
that
Gary's
even took a
door.
Second.
And guest number two, Carrie, please stand up to the mic and get this fool off the microphone. My beautiful wife.
Hi.
Hello, wife.
Yes, hello.
And our third guest is Al.
This could be his only words today, so yeah. Savor them.
Ready to contribute.
Quickly sets back down.
Let's jump over to the, some might say the underdogs of today's competition, but I think they're scrappy and they're going to make it happen. It's meat, cheese, bacon, bun. The first team member is John, good friend of the show.
Hello, Shane.
Looking great and sexy as ever.
Thank you. Hope you're feeling better.
I hope my voice isn't too disturbing for you.
John knows how to rock a gray hoodie. That's what he does.
He does. Doesn't need that color. Second team member of...
What? What was that?
Said you don't need color to make it happen.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
It was a racial comment.
It was a racial, yeah. Thank you. Let's give a warm welcome to Earl. Team member number two. Hello, Earl.
Hello, everybody.
Fresh out of the movie theater today.
Fresh out of the movie theater.
You saw Casino Royale.
I did.
Quick review. I'll give you 10 seconds to tell us what you thought of it.
It was good. The point of the film is to keep Daniel Craig wet. Action scenes, probably the coolest action scenes in a long time. And I'd go see it if I were you. I'd already seen it. Thank you.
Wow. Very good, everybody. And Jared, I am very impressed you hit that one that fast. That
thank
was
you.
A challenge. And finally, we have Karen. Last but certainly not least. Karen, thank you for coming.
Thank you. Hello.
The look of fear is out of your eyes from the last show. You seem to know what's going on. Have you been practicing for the quiz?
I'm at least good at pretending what I know what I'm talking about.
That's great. I would love to see you go against Al in a round because it might be the quietest round ever. And no, you can't sign language your answers. Just kidding. It was a joke. I love you all. Okay, so let's get into... the comings and goings of our Scope crew. I've got some things I want to talk about. First of all, Earl, I want to bring you into the conversation because I'm hearing rumors that there are people out there that you know that listen to The Scope that we don't know and have been saying nothing but great things about me. Is that true?
That is true. I've been ambushed here.
Please tell me a little bit about what I've heard and clarify it for our listeners.
I've just run into a couple of people that go, you know, I didn't realize it was you, but you're the other guy on The Scope. And I go, yeah, that's me. And he goes, yeah.
Yeah, your name is Adam.
Yeah, my name is Adam.
The boring and mean one.
The boring. But, yeah, there's people out there, and I go, well, why don't you write in? And they're all like, well, we're too scared to write in. And are you Shane?
Are they talking specifically about me?
Yeah, see, I knew this was going
to
come up.
I can't wait to hear it.
Well, apparently some people think you sound really good. I say, I'm not going to say this too much because your ego is just going to shoot through the roof. Well, I'm already having trouble fitting in the room right now.
Well, why do you think we don't put pictures on our website? Because if they saw me, they'd see this hideous beast.
Well, see, the funniest thing is everybody that's seen it has seen the wedding pictures and you're in them.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, Jared, you weren't there because you hate me.
I don't. I think you did give him an invite to help park the car.
I sent him an invite, and he writes back, and it's a picture of him giving me the finger. It was crazy. And the envelope's open like a little pop-up, so he even made it a pop-up. Very creative.
I know. I thought you'd appreciate it. And it's not URL, it's themed weddings. That's how it's like.
Yes.
So anyway, I'm great is what the
Yeah, people
the
are saying you're
are
great,
saying.
But I tell everybody, you know, if it wasn't for Jared, the show wouldn't be on.
Okay, you can sit down now.
All right.
Well, you know, I love doing The Scope every couple of weeks, but this weekend is particularly important to me because I'm getting a Nintendo Wii. That is the new video game system. I'm picking it up tomorrow morning. I got a pre-order, and I just want to go around the room and see what people think of this big video game weekend. I mean, we've got two new systems. We've got people shooting each other, and we'll get into a little bit of the news, but I just want a little bit of an opinion from you guys, our studio audience, on what you think about this. We'll start with John, since you did so well in the video game category last
yes,
competition, what do you think
Thank
about
you.
This? Is the hype too much?
For the PS2, the hype is, or PS3, the hype is way too much.
Looks like the hype machine's still going for the PS2. And then
I lost.
Right.
I was a faithful PS person, and I've lost faith now, and I'm not getting a PS3. And I'm almost tempted to get a Wii, even though I don't have. Mm-hmm. I have a Super Nintendo and an 8-bit Nintendo, but that's it. But I'm very tempted to get a Wii instead of the 360 or the PS3. The PS3.
Does that tie into your fascination of male genitalia whatsoever, the Wii?
Wow. I don't get that
That's
reference.
The name. It's a Wii. It's like a Wii. Yeah, get it.
It's a one-year-old joke there.
Thank you.
Well, what is Wii? W-I-I. What is that?
It means something in Japanese.
Wow.
Fun exciting.
Action?
I forget what it is. It
doesn't mean anything to me.
Right.
So that's my 2 cents.
We just say the new Nintendo. Anybody else? Earl?
I just want to know, on the Nintendo Wii, it just seems like there's only sword fighting games on it, and you wave that baton at the TV.
There's Madden.
There's only one sword fighting game.
Everything's tennis, Earl. It's all tennis.
Oh, wow.
It's tennis, right?
Everything is a variation
of Pong. There's a baseball game, too.
No, I heard, I don't know, man, it's getting too expensive to, $600 to play video games, that's just a little too much.
What about a Wii, which is $250?
Wii is a little more affordable, but I got to see what games it has first. I'm not just going to run out and buy the system. I want to see what games it has.
Well, if you're a friend of mine, you might be able to stop over and play.
Just be happy you're not big into PC gaming where you can spend $400 plus on a new video card every year.
Oh, jeez.
It's very expensive.
And then fresh news I heard this morning. John Edwards, the presidential candidate, tried to buy his PlayStation 3 at Walmart. That was a big news article
for
some reason.
He tried to cut in line, I think, or something.
What's
that? He tried to cut in line.
I heard something like that. I didn't get the full story, but it's just like John Edwards bought it at Walmart. And he cut in line now, apparently, according to Adam.
He lives in the South, though. They might not have.
They only have Walmarts. They have no other store in the
South. It's in North Carolina. I mean,
they ran no Targets out of there.
Yep. One final.
There were only two Targets where I grew up in Virginia.
Wow.
So
now they're 18. Carrie, I want to get your solemn promise quickly, and then we'll move on to the next topic, that you will be playing a game of some sort of Wii competition tomorrow.
Keep in mind, you're
promise.
Under
oath. Binding oath.
This will hold up in a court of law.
Bowling thing?
Something. I don't know what it will be. But
you said bowling, and that's it. That's the only thing I promised, and that's it.
That's it.
Wow.
I hate video games.
But you'll love Wii
By proxy, you hate Shane.
When your
Do
Wii,
you hate me?
When your Wii breaks, will you sell it to Nathan instead of Al? That's my only question.
Nobody understands that reference, but the answer is no. Okay. That's all I'm saying. Okay, enough video game talk. I've weighted this part of the show down quite a bit. Jared, I always like to go to you and ask you about the latest comings and goings of your music. Is there anything you need to tell me about?
Nothing exciting, really. We've just started recording some new material for possible Oscar, but that's really it.
And how are things going on the Dr. Demento program?
Not on the countdown this week. So
what happened?
I don't know. It's a Thanksgiving
Weird
theme
Al
show.
Is but, taking over.
Yeah. Well,
the scope
I expected
only
that
so long.
No, yeah. I mean the show overall was a Thanksgiving themed show, and since I have no Thanksgiving themed songs, didn't expect to have anything played there, and nothing in the Funny Five, but that's fine. It's like John said, Weird Al's kind of taking that over. So what do you do?
Might I suggest Grandma Got Run Over by a Turkey?
Let me just whip that up after the show.
Thank you.
And then I'll go back in time and submit it.
They're booing me. Well, I'm going to make the questions extra hard
you too.
For you two. Finally, before we move on to the Scope World Series of Pop Culture, I wanted to ask Adam about...
Adam's already tuning out. He's looking at Maxim magazine.
This is all about Adam. I made some notes earlier in the week, and I was actually concerned about your welfare.
My welfare.
Adam, because you seem to be... Welfare.
Was his Wii broken?
His Wii was broken. A lot of you guys don't know that it seems that Adam tends to play poker like 5 or 6 times a week. I mean,
no, it's two.
Which is better than me because I watch poker 5 or 6 times a week.
So we'll get into who's sadder later. But Adam, I know that you've been supplanting Warcraft with poker.
Yeah.
Now you're paying for poker.
No.
Is there a gambling problem going on that we need to do some sort of
Is there an online game called World of PokerCraft?
Well, there actually is an add-on for World of Warcraft that lets you play Hold'em while you're just sitting around doing nothing. But
can you level up doing that?
No, but it's fun for what that's worth. As fun as online poker can ever be. No, Tuesdays and Sundays is free. It's at the bars. But I see where you're going with this. It's good. It's a good lead-in.
Where am I going with this?
I don't know. Last Mark Cantor, if you remember from work.
Yeah.
He runs a... poker tournament once a month.
Oh, really?
Costs $30 to get into.
Fun.
And last Saturday, Mike Dahl and I from work, we took first and second. Him taking first, I took second.
Congratulations.
Yep. So
How much of that did you spend at the strip club?
All of it.
That's what I would do.
Dahl took in over 400 and I took in almost 3.
Nice.
Wow. And what does your girlfriend think of all this?
Since
it's been confirmed that you do have a girlfriend.
She was asleep and didn't really seem to care.
Does she benefit at all? Does she get chocolates, roses, lingerie, anything like that out of the money?
I paid for lunch the next day.
A negligee?
Well, there you go.
Very nice.
I'm pretty nice.
So no gambling problem as of right now. Can I check with you from time to time?
Well, I mean, once you see me like selling things that are not coming in. Like if I start selling things at work... That might be a bad sign.
So after the show, if you suddenly walk out with a microphone down your pants, you should know that's a problem.
Right.
You're going to go fence it.
Right. All right. If Fred
might
disappears.
Be his we.
Your we.
My we. Okay.
It's enough we.
I would give this our opening segment about a C minus.
I'd give it a wee minus.
A wee minus. So let's get on to some part of the show that will actually be worthy of our listeners. That would be the World Series of Pop Culture, the Scope World Series of Pop Culture, coming up right after the break. This is the championship round. Quizzers of Oz versus Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun. Anything can happen, and I'm expecting that it will. We're also reviewing the movie Borat, and there's all sorts of, like, a subtitle head. I don't know what that is, but we're just going to call it Borat. I know it's 2 weeks late, but it's worth mentioning. We all seem to like crazy characters and improvisation, so it ought to be a fun review. And we'll cover some news and things that are coming soon. So please, everybody, stick around for the rest of Scope, Episode 17. We'll be back in just a minute.
First of all, we got to get you some new gear. I can't be walking around the streets with you like that. We're going to get jumped by 8 Decepticons or something.
You've got questions. Tony's got answers. It's time for Ask Tony. Dear Tony, being extremely shy and nervous, I'm having a tough time meeting girls. Do you have any advice for me? Signed, Bashful in Buffalo.
Dear Bashful, being a suave and unusually charismatic guy... I've never experienced the horror you've described, but I think I have a few words for you. Let's address the facts, Bashy. You've written to a half-assed podcast looking for love advice and some sort of miracle cure. Clearly, there must be something wrong with you. So here's what you should do. Stay in your mommy's basement, tapping away on that computer machine while watching old reruns of Mork and Mindy and the A-Team. Leave the tail chasing to the professional sport. Good luck with celibacy and keep listening to The Scope. If you would like me, Tony Partington, to impose my advice on you and set you on a path to glory, send your tales of woe and misery to AskTony@thescopeshow.com. I promise not to be too destructive, but let's face it, the truth hurts. And it hurts some of you more than others. Now, back to the scope.
Last time on the Scope World Series of Pop Culture, Quizzards of Oz challenged I Quizzed My Pants.
What was the name of the large, dim-witted bailiff on the television show Night Court?
Was it Bull?
You are correct. Name the never-seen but often-mentioned wife of Cheers barfly Norm.
Was it Loretta?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
The Quizzards worked their magic on a soggy foe.
Vera.
What is, Alfie?
It would be Duff.
That is correct.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. Absolutely not.
While the pants were relieved when the torrent finally ended.
I need a diaper.
Is there a trade deadline? Are they allowed to acquire players off the bench?
I'm sorry, Gary. Apparently was the slaughter not good enough for you? Would you like to rip my heart out now?
Leaving the Quizzards of Oz to march into the finals.
Thank you, Quizzards of Oz. You have won.
From a subterranean studio deep in suburban Minneapolis, a game of knowledge and wits has begun. It's the Scope World Series of Pop Culture. This week, the final round will determine who is the champion of this prestigious tournament. Can Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun continue their winning ways? Or will the Quizzards of Oz carry on in their domination from the last show? We'll find out soon. But first, let's meet the host of tonight's festivities, the Quizmaster General himself, Shane.
Thank you, Jared. As you've just said, this is the Scope World Series of Pop Culture. It's a competition to find out how many people know about the trivia that matters most to the folks here at the Scope. I know you guys are all looking forward to playing this game, but first, let's meet our competitors.
Tonight, Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun. Hold the lettuce, tomato, and special sauce. Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun doesn't need anything extra to excel in this competition. This scrappy team of trivia zealots come to play, and they'll grill anything or anyone standing in their way. Look out, Quizzards! Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun wants their competition well done. Competing against Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun is Quizzards of Oz! This confident team obliterated their competition in the last round, and they didn't need a twister or ruby red shoes to do it. Their simple plan for the final round? Smear the remains of Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun on the yellow brick road, and walk on to total victory.
Very aggressive team over there. So the format of the Scope World Series of Pop Culture is quite simple. After I announce the category, each team must select one representative to answer three questions. The team player that answers the most questions in the round wins. If there is a tie, we'll move on to a tiebreaker category. The player that loses will be eliminated from the game. We'll continue this format until all members of one team are out, and the winning team will be crowned victors of the Scope World Series of Pop Culture, and the losers will be thrown into the Mississippi River. So don't lose. One important note, team players, you cannot select the same competitor to compete in consecutive rounds, so pick wisely. As I said before, an effective strategy could win the game, and a poor strategy could lose it.
What if they have no strategy?
Then they're big trouble. Teams, are you ready to get this game underway?
Yes.
Yeah.
If someone could get into a tiebreaker this time, it'd be great.
Yeah, I worked so hard on the music.
Well, let me give you your first category, and then you can select your competitor. Our first category tonight is Saved by the Bell. These are all questions revolving around the hit television program Saved by the Bell.
Thank you, Common Man.
Adam, some commentary. What's going on in the studio, please?
Pat Williams up already.
I'm glad I'm going down for this one.
Apparently, not much confidence from the teams on
absolutely
anything about Saved by the Bell. A classic of our time. I don't know what's going on here. It's not about. I don't think there's any college years questions.
I was more ahead of the class, not Saved by the Bell.
Well, let's meet our competitors for this round. Quizzards of Oz, please announce yourself.
I'm Gary.
Thank you, Gary. You are back and excited and a birthday boy. So hopefully 1 year will bring you that much more wisdom.
I'm a little worried about this category, though.
And
I've seen one episode.
Teams, please refrain from talking in the background. We're getting some feedback. Thank you. Meat, cheese, bacon, bun, please introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is John.
Hello, John.
It's mean of you to call your wife feedback.
Wow.
That's not the worst of it. Now, I drew numbers randomly in the back of the studio before the game began, and Quizzers of Oz will be starting. So I will read question number one for Gary. Garrick?
Stretching out.
What former Saved by the Bell actor is currently participating in Dancing with the Stars?
No one, because it ended, but it would be Mario Lopez.
Currently, when this was written.
Yeah.
It would be, still be Mario Lopez.
Please phrase your answers in the form of question.
Yeah.
Oh. No.
What is Mario Lopez?
He's a hunk.
Oh!
Gary, that is correct.
You think he's a hunk, too?
Yes, he is. Let's see if John can keep up with question number two. Marc-Paul Gosselaar went on to star in what television crime drama? That would be the actor that played Zach.
The blonde one.
The blonde one.
Yes.
Crime drama.
Crime drama, yes.
Okay.
Oh. Shane, Gary, can you give him the network?
Adam, I'll let you give the network if you want.
What?
No.
What? Yeah,
no, that wouldn't matter.
Actually,
I'm going to...
Would you like to wager a guess?
This was on television.
I'm going to wager a guess.
It was on television, yes.
I'm going to say CSI Miami.
John, that's incorrect. That was a psych out. Gary, this is your chance to steal and go up two questions to zero.
It's the one with the Dennis Franz butt, I believe. I think it's NYPD Blue.
Gary, that is correct.
I like me some Dennis Franz.
Marc-Paul Gosselaar, not the first former childhood actor to go on to success under NYPD Blue. Rick Schroeder also did well.
I was going to say that.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, I could have gotten no points for that.
Gary, let me give you question number three. Gary, if you get this question correct, that would mean John will have to get the remaining three questions correct to stay in the game.
Screwed.
What 90210 actress had a reoccurring role as Screech's nerdy girlfriend?
There's a look of complete befuddlement on his face.
Wow.
Because I'm like, well, Tiffany Amber Thiessen went on to 90210, but she was not his girlfriend. Screech was into Lisa, but they were not boyfriend and girlfriend. So I don't know the answer. But I'm given a whole bunch
of stuff.
Screech
is into
there.
A lot of other women lately.
Do you care to wager a guess, or do you just want to see if John
who
can
is,
steal?
Who is Tori Spelling?
That is correct. I'm sorry, John, but it's looking grim. Hopefully, you
yes,
can stay
it is.
In, you can stay in it. By
that
answer.
Was a really good guess on my part, John.
Champions guessed correctly.
Some might call that the effective strategy.
John, question four, and to stay in the game. What was the name of Zach and Company's high school in Saved by the Bell?
James Woods Regional High School.
I'm sorry, John, that is incorrect. The correct answer is Bayside High School.
Can we do 5 and 6? Because it is my favorite category.
Okay, Adam, just for the record, John, you've been eliminated from the game.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing.
Oh, we took out the one.
No, you can read it out loud.
It's not my favorite. Well, all right.
We have two more questions. We'll just throw it out there for audience participation. Adam, go ahead.
What was the name of the popular hangout and eatery that everyone from Bayside High School frequented?
Oh.
Shout it out.
You can shout it
this
out.
Is not, this is a non...
This is for fun.
I can't think of it.
Wow. The Max. And the guy that ran the place was named Max. The original title of Saved by the Bell was...
Stop was it Miss Bliss shoot? Or something?
Good Morning, Miss Bliss. The name of the band that
Zack Attack.
Well, there we go, folks. It's quickly down. Two team members on Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun. To three team members on The Quizzes of Oz.
MCBB, I expect better.
Let's go on to round two. This category is number one with a bullet. Number one songs according to the Billboard Hot 100.
Al may actually have to play this one. Come on, Al.
And I'll stay quiet.
Okay, both teams have sent a representative up to the microphone.
He's not officially up there yet. He could.
Okay. He's very pensive.
Quizzes of Oz, who are you?
He's grabbing it like a Wii.
I'm Al.
This is Al, first time playing the game. I hope you do well.
Thank you.
Who's playing with Velcro?
I don't know, but they're causing trouble.
Probably the cat.
Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun. Could you please introduce yourself?
I'm Karen.
Hello, Karen. Karen, before the game, my wife said that if her team loses, she will show her top to everyone. Would you like to get in on that bet if your team loses?
Her top?
What do you mean? Like her, showing mine?
Sure. Yeah.
Like the little spinny things?
It's a sweater.
It's a nice sweater, Carrie.
Well,
I already saw it.
I'm sorry, Carrie. I tried. That was for you. I don't know what that means.
That was for you.
Can Earl show
would
his?
It help my team if I showed them before the game was over?
Well, I think that might be up to your team. You know,
can we get Earl in on this bet then?
Well, luckily for you, Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun, you get to start this category. So let's begin, shall we? I will give you the year and the song title. You need to give me the artist. The year is 1984, and the song is When Doves Cry.
Prince.
That is correct. Question two goes to Quizzes of Oz and Al. 1995, Gangsta's Paradise. Al, the Scope musical expert.
Can you repeat the question?
stall tactic.
The year was 1995, and the song is Gangsta's Paradise.
Do I have to say who it's also featuring?
No.
It's just the main part.
I think it's Coolio.
Who would you say it was featuring, if you had to?
Nate Dogg?
Okay. Michelle Pfeiffer?
I think you are correct. That is correct.
Both?
No, not featuring.
It's a big sweaty black
guy. The score is tied 1-1. There are four questions left. Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun in the thick of it. The year is 1992, and the song is End of the Road.
I don't know.
Any guess?
Nope.
No guess. Quizzes of Oz, this is your chance to steal.
Is it Boys to Men?
It is Boys to Men.
Boys to Men. Can you sing a line from it? We should have done that.
Yes, sing the answer.
The End of the Road.
Wow, look at that. He does know it.
We're moving on to question four with Quizzes of Oz up 2-1. This is their chance to take a commanding lead in this category. The year is 1999, and the song is Believe.
A theme so far, Shane.
A quasi theme.
I guess that theme ended.
1999, Believe.
That is correct.
I'm going to go Shot in the Dark because I really don't know, but I should give a better guess than I don't know. Like our last opponents.
Whoa.
I don't know. Faith Hill?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Karen, I'm going to repeat the question for you. This is your chance to tie up the game. 1999 and Believe.
I don't know either.
The answer is Cher. Cher.
Oh, and her voice turns into a robot.
Yeah, robot
that's
voice.
Oh.
The Cher effect.
That's. I thought it was that too from the Space Jam soundtrack.
Must be a different year.
Okay, Karen, I'm going to read question number five for you. You're going to need to answer this question to stay competitive in this round. The year is 1986, and the song is That's What Friends Are For.
Do you need all of the people that sang it?
I can take the main artist.
Dionne Warwick?
That is correct. It comes up on Billboard as Dionne Warwick and Friends, so there you go.
Good name, the Friends.
Tied up.
It is all tied up. Al, if you answer this question correctly, you will win the category. If you don't, it will give Karen an opportunity to steal and win it.
Or if you both get it wrong, we can finally go to a tiebreaker.
We've got a tiebreaker.
Yes.
Try to help you out.
The year, Al, is 2000. And the song is Breath.
Not Breathe, right?
I don't see an E there.
Okay. It could be Breathe.
It could be Breathe.
I am I'm going to go with Faith Hill as my default answer.
Big fan.
That is correct, Al.
Wow.
So you know what that means, Karen. You fought valiantly, but you have
I
lost.
I tried really hard to make it like I don't know Faith Hill songs. So.
Thank you, Karen.
All right, thank you.
Fantastic
Damn,
job.
Damn, we almost had a tiebreaker.
Almost had a tiebreaker.
It should have been Breath.
That was a tough category.
So that brings us on to category number 3. Quizzers of Oz cannot send Al to the mic, but they have 2 team members remaining. Meat, cheese, bacon, bun. You're stuck with Earl, for good or for bad. The category is Hollywood Spelling Bee. I will give you...
Oh, no.
I will give you a name of someone in Hollywood, and you'll need to spell it for me.
Wizards of Oz deliberating. Who is the
practice round? Spell Stephanopoulos.
I don't know.
Spell Balky's last name.
Bartakamus.
Yeah. Wizards of Oz has sent a representative to the microphone.
It's a girl.
Could you please
so
introduce yourself?
Carrie.
Girls are better spellers usually.
And Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Earl.
Hello, Earl.
Wow.
I wish both of you the best of luck for category number 3, Hollywood Spelling Bee.
Who's
this,
starting here?
This round, Quizzers of Oz will start it off. That means you, Carrie.
Okay.
How do idiots continue to get work in Hollywood? Spell Kutcher.
K-U-T-C-H-E-R.
That is correct. Question 2 goes to Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun, and Earl. Former Lovelines co-host has slowly built a late-night audience. Spell Kimmel.
Oh, I can see it in my head as the opening credits, but some letters are blanked out.
Start at the beginning.
Use it in a sentence.
Ask the origin.
Can you use
it
in a sentence, please?
Not the origin of the word.
My Kimmel got stuck in my zipper.
You're going to use that for every one of them, I think.
Oh, shot in the dark. I'm going to go K-I-M-M-E-L.
That's right.
Fantastically accurate shot in the dark. That is correct.
Yeah.
Very good, Earl.
And whoever said that is the correct answer to the microphone, wife, leave that for the professionals.
That's true.
We're building a drama here.
Right here. All right.
TV's Knight Rider, question number 3, goes to Carrie.
Oh,
TV's
no.
Knight Rider also has a robust singing career, .. in Europe. Spell Hasselhoff.
Oh, no. I hope this is right.
And it's not T-H-E.
H-A-S-S-E-L-H-O-F-F.
Are you confident in that?
Yes. Final answer.
So am I. That's correct.
Oh, I wonder if it was 2 L's.
Don't Hasselhoff.
Don't hassle the Hoff. Earl, to stay in the game.
Damn.
Well, not to stay in the game.
Yeah,
to
no
stay
kidding.
Competitive. Answer question 4 correctly.
Yes.
The creator of The Simpsons has a unique last name. Spell Groening.
G-R-O-E-I-N-G.
Earl, that is incorrect. I'm
sorry.
Oh,
it's E-O, isn't it?
Hey! Don't give me answers.
There's a Z in there, I think.
Carrie, you have an opportunity to steal this.
Would
you like me to repeat it for you?
G-R-O-E-N-I-N-G.
That is correct for the steal.
Earl, you missed the N.
You just forgot the N.
Yeah, thanks, Carrie.
What?
I'm just trying to make you feel better.
Shane, where are we at in the round?
Just one letter.
Let me recap for everyone.
Earl.
We're moving on to question five. Quizards of Oz are leading 3-1.
Yes.
Carrie, if you get this question correct.
Was it my question?
This is your question. Quizards of Oz will win the game, win the championship, and Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun will be thrown in the river.
Wow.
So that let's read question number five.
I don't want to be responsible for that.
Brother and sister acting tandem Jake and Maggie are taking the movie world by storm. Spell Gyllenhaal.
All right, that's the guess. G-Y-L-L-E-N-H-A-L-L.
Carrie, that is incorrect. Earl, this is your chance to be a hero to millions.
Son of a bitch. Brother, can you ask me how to spell James Bond's last name or something?
Brother and sister acting tandem Jake and Maggie are taking the movie world by storm. Spell Gyllenhaal.
What, no music?
This is
no music. That'd be worse without the music.
You're supposed to be prepping your answer as she's answering.
Can I look at that magazine real quick?
They're bound to be in there somewhere.
All right, I guess it is. It's,
You're going to try.
What? I know, but I'm just saying.
Could you say the word one more time?
Gyllenhaal.
G-A-Y-E-N-H-A-L-L.
What did you spell gay for?
Gayenhaal.
Gayenhaal.
Brokeback. He's still thinking of it.
Have you seen my room?
The correct spelling. I'm sorry, Earl, is incorrect.
It's H-A-A-L.
It's G-Y-L-L-E-N-H-A-A-L.
That's
so if you would have paid attention to Carrie and just mixed it up,
you
might have
stood up, I knew that one would be in there.
But it doesn't matter, folks. Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun has been eliminated. So in a clean sweep, Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun is out. They've been cooked to well done. Team Quizzes of Oz, you have anything to say about your victory? And I hope it involves good sportsmanship.
At least they answered some questions right this time.
Yeah, they did. Unfortunately, we didn't get to do a tiebreaker.
Damn it.
No tiebreakers, but I was scared of John. And
let's
happy
do it. Let's do a
tiebreaker.
Double or nothing.
We're going to do a tiebreaker for fun.
For fun, because we worked on this.
Because we worked on it. What? Team, would you like to send? Who would you like to send up?
Oh, Gary. Wait.
Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun. Send up a player for our fake tiebreaker category.
John.
Basically, right, this rematch. This is called killing time.
We're
going to
do two tiebreakers. I'm going to do that first.
I feel no pain anymore.
We'll do that one second.
All right. Do we say what the category is first, then they go up? Or?
No, because they would have not known. Okay. This tiebreaker category is, and we'll start with Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun, Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg has directed 15 feature-length movies since the 1985 film The Color Purple. Name them. And if you do repeat, I will give you one repeat. Only if you give two repeats, you will be eliminated. How this works is simple. We'll start with John, and we will go back and forth between John and Gary until someone gets it incorrect.
You name one each time.
John, we'll start with you. Name a movie Steven Spielberg directed after the year 1985.
Always.
Going deep into his library, maybe save that for later, might have helped you out, but who knows, but that's correct. Gary?
Minority Report.
It's also correct. John?
Empire of the Sun.
Another classic hit by Steven Spielberg, correct. Gary?
Saving Private Ryan.
Infusing comedy into the tiebreaker is correct. John?
Catch Me If You Can.
I'd love to. We're up to five. Gary, there's 10 movies remaining.
Schindler's List.
I'm crossing that off my list.
I'm walking out.
Nine movies
That's
remaining.
Bad. Okay, Victor Borga. Jurassic Park.
Terrific.
You're getting one of these.
Thank you.
Gary.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. These are movies after 1985.
Gary.
He directed that in 1981 or 2.
Gary, you lost the inconsequential tiebreaker.
That's incorrect, so sit down, Charlie. Other correct answers.
I was saving Amistad for later.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Hook, The Lost World, Jurassic Park, Amistad, AI, The Terminal, War of the Worlds, and Munich. Or as I have it written down, Munch.
Hey, we're Munch. Second place. Woo!
We're going to do one more tiebreaker. Meatball, mac and cheese. One more tiebreaker.
What is the category first?
Earl.
We can tell him this one, right?
Yeah.
MJ one?
Real world locations.
Oh.
All right, they're fighting over who wants right, to answer this.
Come on, Earl.
Karen, you didn't?
I've never seen it.
Don't, a lot of girls watch that, so that's
yeah.
Well, sorry.
Okay, let's just let Karen. It's okay. Carrie, just read every single one.
Right.
And then we'll do another
How many
one.
Is there?
Well, we have 16. Some have been repeated.
I can try. I don't think I can get all of them.
Earl, we'll give you another tiebreaker.
Yeah, no kidding. This
well,
is like
I,
the
no,
greatest topic
them,
ever.
See if I'll give
you
can get
the next one you can do on your own.
Can I see how many?
Yes.
Go for it.
Competition
ready, go.
New York. San Francisco.
Yes.
Los Angeles.
Yes. Oh, she's trying to go in chronological order.
Wow. I'm thinking London. Did I say Chicago?
You did not.
Chicago. Paris. New Orleans. Austin.
Oh my God.
Jeez. Wait. Key West. New York was twice.
Right, but we're just doing locations.
Oh, all right. I have no idea. I'm drawing a blank. I can't remember which ones I said already.
Just start throwing out stuff.
Grand Rapids.
I don't remember.
Wow.
Pasadena. Which ones did I miss?
I got all of them except Austin when we did this. Miami, Boston.
Oh, yeah.
That's Boston, not Austin. Okay. Seattle, Hawaii. Remember
ooh,
with the crybaby girl?
Yeah.
And Ruthie and Tech. Vegas. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
San Diego with Robin. Philadelphia. And
oh, San Diego.
The upcoming one.
It's Denver.
Denver.
Yeah.
One final tie break for Earl. You're going to do it just like Carrie did it.
Oh, geez.
See if you can name every single one of these.
Uh-oh.
In 1982, Hasbro reintroduced America to the G.I. Joe team. Name all 13 of the original members. No Cobras, please.
What's G.I. Joe?
Go ahead, Earl.
The original guys, eh?
The original.
Are they Snake Eyes?
Ding.
Stalker. Clutch. Scarlet. Grunt.
That was Clutch.
Flash.
A lot of these are American Gladiator names.
Yeah, no kidding.
Kind of funny.
Just going out on a limb, I'm going to say Zap.
That's correct. Bazooka, Soldier.
Ram.
Cutman.
Skeletor.
Stratos. Random Mega Man. Bosses.
Right, let's see here.
You've got six remaining, so you're
six
over
remaining.
Halfway. Yeah.
Wow. After them, you flea-bitten firebag.
Quiet, you fool.
You boob.
Muscle boy!
Sorry, seven remaining. You're not even halfway there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, thanks for boosting the confidence on that. Let's see here. Rock and roll!
Correct. Six remaining.
Bazooka?
That's incorrect.
Oh, he came
he wasn't.
On.
He was much further later in the run.
He's when I got weird.
I'll name you the rest of them. Breaker. Communications officer. Short
yep.
fuse. Mortar
yep.
officer. Hawk.
Yep.
Leader of the team. Stealer. Tank driver. And Grand Slam.
Grand Slam!
Bunch of nerds.
So there
best
we go,
best meal
folks.
On the Denny's menu.
We got some use out of these tiebreakers. Before we end the Scope World Series of Pop Culture...
Does Fred get his own?
No.
We are going to issue a challenge to many of our listeners that maybe wanted to get in on this game. From now on, the Quizzes of Oz will be our sort of our house band. And they will come back and... challenge anyone who would like to take them on in the Scope World Series of Pop Culture.
You'll get proper notice, don't worry.
So please, faithful listeners, write into comments at thescopeshow.com and let us know why you would want to take on these three superstars. I know there are people out there that have written in and mentioned that they've done pretty well.
They're playing along at home.
So let's see if you got what it takes. Are you up for this, Quizzards of Oz?
Sure.
Yes.
Thank
awesome.
You very much.
Look at the conviction.
Well, I want to thank all 12 people that played in the Scope World Series of Pop Culture. Everybody that was involved, it was a fantastic event. We could not have done it without you. And it's been a success.
You're welcome.
Congratulations, Quizzers. Woo! Congratulations, Meat, Cheese, Bacon, Bun. We'll be back with the rest of the Scope right after this.
This is the Oprah Winfrey Celebrity Shoutout of the Day.
Please welcome John Bon Jovi.
That was the Oprah Winfrey Celebrity Shoutout of the Day. You go, girl. It's time to bust a move with Scope Sounds, the Scope Song of the Week. Drop that beat, homie.
From the PodSafe Music Network, this is the Fire Apes with It's Over.
I feel so down, I can't help realize. I feel the tears I felt behind your eyes. You hoped you'd last, but still you never know.
Other guys
under the scope. Whew. After recovering from the Scope World Series of Pop Culture, it's always nice to be grounded and go back to what we do best, and that's Under the Scope. It's three segments, three parts. The first part is news. Adam, what's going on at the Scope news desk? Do it in your best Katie Couric.
What?
Styled read.
Just some today. Of the stories we're covering on the Scope News Desk.
I don't do voices, you know that. So we have...
I like that voice you just did, the cool. Marginally disinterested guy.
he's also known as Adam.
Oh.
Okay, so first story is related to what we were talking about earlier with this being a big video game weekend. In Putnam, Connecticut. That's Putnam, Connecticut.
Putnam.
At a Walmart, someone was shot while waiting in line for a PlayStation 3. Walmart spokesman Sharon Weber called.
Are you laughing at people's being shot, Earl?
I'm laughing that somebody would be stupid enough to shoot another person over a video game.
What should you
what
shoot
the hell
someone
kind of world are
well,
we
let's get the details
to?
Of the story first. Right. Adam, please read.
The 3 a.m. on Friday morning shooting of a Webster, Massachusetts resident, Michael Pencala, at the Putnam Walmart. The Walmart spokesperson called it totally unexpected for a rural area. Otherwise, it.
Yeah, because most people expect to be shot at 3 a.m. in a Walmart line.
Yes. Pencala, 21, was shot by one of two suspects who allegedly attempted to rob a line of shoppers waiting late at night to buy PlayStation 3 video games. So they were not robbing them over a or did not shoot
them
over.
They
knew that at least everyone in that line
$600.
Yeah, everyone in that line had at least $600 in their pocket
in cash
or credit cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You can only buy the PlayStation 3 with cash.
Bars of gold.
I heard about this one guy who was running to beat 50 people to a pile of them at a store, and he ran into a pole.
And that was in Wisconsin.
Makes perfect sense.
At the Walmart there, they said, we have like 10 chairs. Go grab, there was a line of 60 people, and the people that worked there were just like, whoever can get to sit on the chairs first gets them. And so, of course, there was a big melee. That's melee.
A big brawl.
Not melee.
That's similar how I got to date Carrie. It was just... First one to the chair gets it. Thank you. But lean up, talk to the mic. Jeez Louise. Oh.
She's disgusted. She doesn't want to participate in the show with someone like you, Shane.
I want to make sure that she's as angry as she can be at me tonight. So
you like angry sex? Is that the deal?
Too much information.
Yeah.
I kind of do, actually.
I just assumed that a married couple would have sex. Is that so wrong?
Yes.
Big assumption.
You created a child to crying out loud.
The stork.
One time.
And just that, like Jared, all these shows are saved for posterity.
Mic, yeah.
And so their lovely little daughter is going to listen to these when she grows up.
And vomit.
Wow.
Moving on.
Yeah. on a related note, Amazon.com is having a poll for their users to vote on what should be available on Black Friday. And leading right now is $100 360s. So if you want...
What's a 360?
An Xbox 360. A Microsoft Xbox.
Yeah. So it's not a circle for $100.
Apparently they'll have 1,000 up for order, and if you can be one of the first 1,000 people to get it, you can get an Xbox 360 for
$100. $100. It's good savings.
So be aware.
That's the core system, though. So you will have to then buy Xbox.
And this is what? Amazon?
Amazon.com.
Yes.
I hate Amazon.
Well,
$100 Xbox. I'd like them a little bit.
Earl, why do you hate
You'll
Amazon?
Never get it.
Why
in the do you mail? Hate it? Yeah, that's the problem.
Let's dig into it.
I ordered one damn thing off of them, and I get nothing but spam. And it's just like, since you ordered this, you'll like this. You'll like this. I'm like, no, just stop sending me crap. And then anytime you go to the Internet Movie Database and you find a movie that
you can opt out of those, Earl.
What's that?
You can opt out of those emails.
Bullshit.
Not to be my usual disagreeable disagreeing with Earl self, but I love Amazon. They're my favorite.
Well, I know you'd like Amazon. You're an Amazon kind of guy.
Oh, no.
Earl, I've never had problems.
Why don't
with
I have any Fight Club music?
Now, wait a minute now. Here's the other beef of the Amazon. I haven't even gotten a meet.
With the Amazon.
This is why you're on the show, Earl.
Yeah, Amazon. The other problem is they got to deal with the Internet Movie Database. So every time you look up a movie, they go, oh, yeah, it's on DVD. And then you click on it and go, well... We'll let you know when it comes in. It's like, then don't put it on because it's not fucking on DVD, you asswipe.
Well, I'll have to agree with Earl. I ordered a CD, a musical CD, in June, and I canceled 2 weeks ago on it because it still hasn't shown up.
What CD was it,
Amazon's
John?
Amazon's a bunch of liars.
Boys to Men, Greatest Hits.
They give real Amazon a bad name.
What CD was it, John?
What was it, John?
Oh, it was...
Some bizarre composer.
Like Belinda Carlisle's first album.
They cater to the mainstream.
Heaven on
Earth.
Fine, that rocks.
But there's other tastes.
So if you're kind of a douchey mainstream guy, it's a great thing. If you're not.
Yeah. Well, you said it to Adam, not me.
Okay, I'm just clarifying.
I would like to point out
Adam,
that last
are you
night.
Are you going
to
put up with that?
I would
you
like to point out
him.
That last night after watching two episodes of Dexter that I looked it up to see that it was based on a book. And they have both books on there. And that's not a mainstream novel at all.
Is that the serial killer detective
the
guy?
The good guy serial killer, yes.
If John heard about it, it's mainstream.
Oh.
Wow.
All right.
What else we got in the news, Ben?
I love irrational.
We have a funny story from the New York Post with a great headline, Borat Spanked by Angry Yank.
Nice.
That's a rhyme.
I know.
Very nice.
Earl, give me your best Borat imitation. You got to have something in that bag of fun, please.
I've totally forgotten the film already.
Wow.
Just say sexy time like he said.
Sexy time. I don't know.
Wow. All right.
Not very good.
You're going to need a question?
Question?
I'm done.
Okay, say this. Say this. I have
Is that your Mario exit too?
I have a vial of gypsy tears to keep me safe from the AIDS.
That's too damn long. I can't repeat that. You try it.
You try
it. Yeah, I can do it. I heard him do it the other night.
I can't.
Okay, Adam, read the story. It's a bad one.
Borat star Sacha Baron Cohen was beaten up by a passerby after he tried to play a prank as his alter ego. He approached the man, and this was after Saturday Night Live that he was on the very opening bit of, by the way.
That man, Dana Carvey.
Right. He approached the man and said, I like your clothes. Are nice. And that's going to be the end of my Borat impression. Please, may I buying? I want to have sex with it. But the bystander didn't see the joke. He took one look at Cohen and punched him in the face. The funny man, known for his Borat catchphrase,
Yagamesha.
Yagamesha. yelled for help, but was slugged again and again. Wow. He was rescued by actor pal Hugh Laurie, House, who had been on his way to New York bar with Cohen. Laurie rushed to help, and the man helped to rush. Help.
High five, sexy time.
Yes. A pal of Cohen said Sasha couldn't resist playing the fool as Borat, but picked on the wrong guy.
Hey, Earl, weren't you in New York last week?
Oh. Very nice.
What is best gun to kill Jew?
What?
Wow, this is going. That's a poo.
These
could be the worst.
Shane's laughing. When Borat does it, it's funny. When everyone else does it, it's slightly offensive. It's
enough with the Borat.
Oh, we wish. So is that the end of the story?
Yeah, there was more stuff, but
you're not going to cover how one is that
Hugh Laurie saved Borat from getting beat up even more. So that's fun.
Like he does every week
on Fox's House. Anything you guys want to add to this disaster, or shall we move on to part two?
Can anyone do a House impression?
It's AIDS.
It's in her butthole.
Wow.
She had AIDS in her butthole on that episode,
that
actually made
sense. Are these McCoy impressions?
Damn it, Jim.
Wow.
Damn it, Jimmy.
I think we might want to go on to our reviews.
Yep.
Enough of this.
I'm ready for it. It's singular, though. It's
our review.
It's because we're not drinking.
There he is.
This week, it's Borat. As you all know, we review movies, music, and television. But this week, we're sticking just to movies. We use the Scope score. It's our review system with a scale ranging from 0 stars to 4 stars. Have not had a 4-star movie yet. Will Borat make it happen? Greatly reviewed. People are loving it. Let's find out. Adam.
Thanks, Shane. This is the review for Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan, I'm sure most people that are listening and that are in our current audience have seen the movie, but just a quick synopsis. Kazakhstani TV personality Borat, who is played by Sacha Baron Cohen, who we went over in the last story, has been dispatched to the United States to report on the greatest country in the world. The film opens with Borat in his hometown of Kusek, Kazakhstan.
This is my country of Kazakhstan. It locates between the Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, and assholes, Uzbekistan. This is my town of Kusek. This is Orkin, the town rapist. Naughty, naughty.
Eventually, Borat makes his way to the U.S. and starts his trek westward with his final destination of Los Angeles, where he hopes to propose to Pamela Anderson. For the three of you that haven't seen the movie, we'll try not to ruin it for you. Instead, we'll ruin the DVD for everyone else by playing a clip from one of the deleted scenes.
This is a dog?
Mm-hmm.
Is it trained?
No.
Can I see if I can train her? You stand there, please.
Okay.
Put your fingers on the head.
Put my fingers on my head?
Yes, the other finger too. You say shalom.
Shalom?
Attack! Attack the Jew! No, he's not trained. Could I train her?
Probably not to sniff out a Jew.
Yes. All the deleted scenes are really good, by the way.
Very nice.
Shane, what did you think?
Adam, I'm so glad you asked. I thought the movie was incredibly funny. The thing about Borat is he's charming and he's an idiot at the same time. Isn't that great? I mean, that's his thing. He's a racist, but yet you can't help to love the guy. The thing with the movie is that it kind of goes between really set up scenes where it's you know, either scripted or improv from a basic script, and then it goes to interviews that clearly are taking people by surprise. The movie falters a little bit when you are in those scripted scenes. They're usually not as funny as the rest, so you're kind of waiting for it to get to the good stuff where you're just taking on poor innocent bystanders that don't know what they're getting into. But still, those segments are fine. They're kind of a nice transition. And I think if you had a movie that was just the interviews, it probably wouldn't be as good. So it makes you look forward to that part of the movie. This is one of those movies I laughed out loud quite a bit through the entire thing. And I do think it was one of the funniest movies I've seen this year. So high praise from me, Mr. Shane. So let's find out what Jared thinks.
I agree with a lot of what you said.
Of course.
I came into this movie not really wanting... I'm not going to say I didn't want to like it, but I was expecting not to really like it. So many people had said, this is the greatest movie. You're going to love it. You know, people online were posting, this is great. It's so funny. I've seen it 3 times, blah, blah, blah. So I kind of had lowered expectations, thinking there's no way it can live up to this hype. I really enjoyed the movie. I laughed quite a bit. And I think what sells it as a good movie to me is the fact that 2 weeks from now, we're still talking about it. And we're still reliving moments and laughing. Oh, wasn't it funny when this happened? If it was just the interviews, I think it would have got kind of boring. But having that narrative element where he's actually traveling and you see the traveling scenes, and that brought it together as a full film.
Yeah.
Adam.
A total experience. Please, Adam.
Yeah.
You're a big Borat fan. You've loved him since day one.
Yes.
You must have something to say about him.
Probably. I think that I spoiled a lot of the movie for myself by just knowing so much about it ahead of time. Watching the first 4 minutes on YouTube that were posted there.
On like Amazon.
A month
bastards.
Ago.
indeed.
And even though I did that, I still laughed harder at this and cried. I was laughing so much more than any movie that I can remember since I saw White Noise last year in the movie theaters.
That is a hoot nanny, that movie.
It's the Michael Keaton movie. All right.
I'm with you.
One part that I was glad that they left out.
It's like we have zombies sitting on the couch.
That they left out of the first 4 minutes was the running of the Jew, which... I was laughing at really hard and noticed that lots of people around me weren't laughing at. So after I wiped...
They thought it was a drama at that point.
After I wiped my tears away, I noticed that people probably thought it was racist.
They didn't know the truth, did they?
Right. Well, I wasn't wearing my yarmulke. So.
Oh! And you had your gloves on so they couldn't see your claws.
Right.
Do we have a studio audience? What the hell is going on here?
Just remember, I'm Jewish, so it's okay.
Please make fun of Adam.
I agree that some of the scripted things weren't so funny, but it's important to remember that the naked wrestling scene was scripted, so that kind of makes up for all the other scripted things being boring. Or not boring, but, you know, whatever.
They're kind of a function of the movie.
Yes,
I mean,
they needed
have
to be
happen.
There, or else it was just a bunch of clips from the Ali G show.
Was the naked wrestling scene choreographed or just scripted?
Right, had to be choreographed.
Right.
At some point.
It had to have been, or else, you know, they would probably have been arrested. So
I wouldn't randomly let some big fat guy stick his... filthy, dirty parts right on my face. It just
That's
would
not what you
happen.
Said last night.
But see, if you were in the moment performing the scene, wouldn't you just go with it?
No, I don't think I would. I'm not dedicated to my craft that much.
So
you don't have a $100 million movie
that's
either.
True. So like studio that. Audience, who here has seen it? Let's see a hands raised. So 4 out of 6. I want to hear some comments from you. We'll start with Gary.
I enjoyed it. I actually went to see it in small town Minnesota. I was up in Alexandria last weekend.
And how did the hillbillies take this movie?
Well, you know, funny thing there, Shane, is they liked it too.
Did everyone have to take turns like cranking the film?
No, but there were surprisingly a lot of underage kids in the theater when I saw it.
No.
Nice.
And mine too.
So perfect dating material for you.
I didn't like that.
No, I like cruising the schools.
Okay.
No, I enjoyed it. I thought it was really funny. I don't know if I necessarily need to see it again, though.
That's kind of my concern, too.
I would agree with that. I saw it once. That's good enough.
Well, let's ask Adam. Adam's seen it twice in theaters. How did it hold up?
I thought it held up really well. I mean, I'm just a huge Ali G fan to begin with, so I think that, you know, I mean, I was reading that there were a lot of repeat viewers, but I would imagine that there's probably no need to, because I mean, so much of it's the shock value that that goes away, obviously. Mm-hmm. The
and that, that's how I feel.
There might be things that you could catch, though. You know, like a like many funny movies of times past.
I like the bear and the ice cream.
See more of the hair,
right?
Now.
Which was
the
bear?
That was a stage
literally set up.
I like the refrigerator
really good
scene later on with the bear.
Yeah, bear.
That's all I'm saying.
The bear. And the
I want to hang out with the driving instructor. He's the coolest guy on the planet.
I like that guy. What are you doing?
What?
That's what he does. What are you doing? You can't do that.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll be your boyfriend.
I'll be a friend, but I'm not going to be your boyfriend. And here we drive and put both hands on the wheel.
In this country, women can choose if they want to have sexy time.
What?
Not very good for me.
What? No, I found I've had more fun remembering the movie than actually seeing it. I know that sounds weird. But
it does sound weird.
I saw it and I was like, all right, it was good. But then when I got out, Jared and I are laughing. I'm like, I'm having more fun shooting it off with people I've seen.
Could it be because you actually live your life in reverse?
I think it is.
He's a living memento.
I'm
Al, you're
younger.
Stepping up to the mic. Add
Go
something.
For it.
I saw the movie with you and you were laughing hysterically.
Oh, yeah. Any movie that is that funny the first time, I don't know why you wouldn't want to see it the second time and third time and fourth time. But I thought it was fantastic, and I've only seen maybe a handful of Ali G show before going to the movie, but I thought it was great, and I liked a lot of the scenes where, you know, they're setting them up for certain jokes, and then it's amazing how other jokes come about it. Specifically, the guy who is retired and Borat thought he said he was retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Later in the scene,
just went for it.
Later in the scene, the cops were coming, and he, you know, set him up with, "Is that because this gentleman is retarded?" So,
thank you.
Yeah, so I liked it. I like the setup. What?
I don't know. I'm just laughing.
You're remembering it,
we're
aren't
remembering
you?
Remembering it.
Good night. See ya.
My beautiful wife Carrie, one of the champions of the Scope World Series of Pop Culture. You saw Borat. Your opinion?
It's very funny.
Wow.
I don't have any specifics.
We're going to have you on the show every time.
I will say
that
Jared laughs hard at retard jokes.
Yeah, he did. I was there too. He did.
It was funny.
Okay.
Earl, tell them your mathematical formula, please.
Oh, yeah. The mathematical formula for Borat, and keep in mind, I like the movie, but it's Yakov Smirnoff plus Daily Show interviews times Jackass equals Borat.
It is. I agree.
And I think that's why
I think my favorite thing about Earl's mathematical formula is that last part has changed about four times now. It used to be minus Jackass, then it was plus Jackass.
I haven't quite worked the Jackass.
Now it's times Jackass.
Well, originally, before I saw the film, I fully admit it. He is right. Before I saw it, I said minus Jackass, but after seeing it, I'm like, times Jackass.
But what about plus Jackass? Times might be a little strong.
Or would you say plus? I can.
How does the quadratic formula work?
Right, from now on, it's Jackass Smirnoff plus.
I like Jackass.
Daily Show.
Morris Day.
Okay. Can't hear you.
You like time? It looks better when you write it
times
out.
Times looks cooler.
Okay.
And then you got the parentheses and all that stuff.
I love those parentheses.
Nobody can see it
before,
on the radio.
Before we give this a score, I want to ask one question to all the people that have seen the movie, and we'll just go around in a rapid-fire, round-robin sort of manner, starting with Gary. The question is, are you more or less hairy than Borat? Gary.
Less.
Carrie.
Less.
Al.
Who's hairy?
Body hair.
Adam supplying a visual aid from the cover
hair,
of Maxim.
Like, as in body hair.
Oh, body hair.
I gotta get out of here.
Al, please.
I'm gonna say a little less.
A little less.
Less.
Is that less?
John.
Jared.
Extremely less. And that's not even without modification.
Let me think about that.
John's sad about it.
It's close.
Yeah.
I think it's a tie for me.
I think it's pretty close for me, too. Yeah. So
I would have could different get kind that of Borat mustache. You'd look good.
I want to sue Borat.
I don't
now,
have,
though,
like, Afro leg hair like Borat has. My leg hair tends to be, I'm spitting, but straighter. Yeah, so there you go.
No, I'm thinking about the scenes where he's naked in the film and I kiss.
Oh, you're thinking about those scenes?
No, when you ask the question. When you ask the question.
Oh,
that's like, how he cries himself to sleep.
I have a black oval over my thing, just like on the movie.
Really?
So, yeah.
Very nice.
That's how that
it
joke was done better
also?
In basketball,
yeah.
But okay. That's just me.
Well, thank you, team members, for participating in this review. Let's give it a score and see if it gets the coveted 4-star review.
The Scope score is 3.75 stars.
Surprise!
Just wow.
Wow. It's very
just
shy.
I thought you were going to get a biased 4.
Take out the black bar, it's a perfect 4.
Exactly. Words we can all live by.
Later, Jared, later.
So you're probably thinking we're only doing one review. You would be correct, but we also have a little thing we call the random review of the week.
Get ready for the random review of the week. It could be appalling. It could be incredible. But it's always unpredictable. The random review of the week.
A lot of new shows being canceled, so hopefully we won't pick one of those in this magical bit we call the random review. Jared, could you please give the wheel a spin and find out what we'll be reviewing in episode 18 of The Scope?
I sure can, Jane. Here we go. Round and round it goes. Where will it stop? Nobody knows.
I'm hoping for girlfriends on UPN.
That's a big wheel, man.
Jane?
It's girlfriends! Yeah, baby.
On the CW, Monday at 8 p.m.
Oh, it's
a CW.
Like the day of lucky guesses.
No, I do that all the time. I'm somewhat
You should
psychic.
Play poker. You're gonna call things out like that. So there you go, girlfriends.
That was not
CW.
Scripted, I swear to God. It was
another show to add to my packed Monday.
Oh, it's on Monday? I don't know if we're going to be able to watch it.
8 p.m. Central Time on the CW.
DVR. We'll figure it out. So, everyone, stay tuned for a fantastic review of Girlfriends in 2 weeks.
Fantastic, huh?
Fantastic review. I got feelings it's going to be a big one. This might be our first four-star.
Crystal review.
Yeah. Maybe we'll bring in some people from Carrie's work that might have
Love
a better perspective
show.
On it. But we won't get into that now. Coming soon. That's the final bit of Under the Scope. Let's play some music that ties it all together. Adam, we are in the heart of holiday shopping season. There's got to be a ton of things coming out. Please tell us. We've got, 11 good minutes before we hit that magical 80-minute mark.
Cool.
Woo!
Coming soon, right? Music this Tuesday.
I don't know if this Guns N' Roses is for sure, by the way, but you can read it anyway.
Okay, possibly GNR.
Possibly.
It's not really GNR anyway. It's just the band that Axl Rose happens to be fronting. Chinese Democracy. You get it? That's like a...
I get it. He's very
I don't
clever.
Think anyone cares anymore.
Yeah, me either. Jay-Z, Kingdom Come. Not the comic book.
Kingdom Come. The unretired Jay-Z.
Snoop Dogg has a new album.
Really?
Blue Carpet Treatment. Yes.
That's what it's called?
Yes.
It's higher than Red Carpet.
Right. There's like...
That's his bit.
Oh. Yep.
Okay. How are we supposed to know that? Obviously, what's your source? How do you know that?
You go to the Wikipedia and it tells
Blender.
Blender magazine, maybe?
I guess I would have to learn how to read.
And Sufjan Stevens has his second Christmas album, Songs for Christmas. Really? Is this...
That's
do you know?
That's what I
Because he had one come out last year, too. I thought it was called Songs for Christmas. Maybe it's being re-released. Anyway, Sufjan Stevens, who we had on the I'd Buy That for a Dollar segment a few months ago.
Yes.
And the following Tuesday, by the way, Sufjan Stevens, his themed albums of state-by-state stuff, rumored to do Minnesota as one of his next two.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Very excited.
That's great.
Michigan and Illinois so far, so we'll see.
Will curling be involved?
One would hope. Incubus, the following Tuesday.
They're still around?
So, apparently.
We'll Light Grenades, the title of that upcoming.
Let's not promote release. Them, if we can.
Okay.
It's like that's like equivalent to O.J. Simpson, I think. Which we didn't talk about today, which we could have.
We could have.
Anyway, Wednesday. Next Wednesday, Deja Vu, the Denzel Washington sci-fi time travel thriller, which I don't think I've seen any things for.
There's been a ton of commercials.
Oh, this is the day before Thanksgiving. Okay.
Yeah.
Deck the Halls, the Danny DeVito, Matthew Broderick movie, which... yes.
Wow.
Takes the best joke from Christmas Vacation and turns it into one whole movie.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You know, a couple years ago, my friend Jess and I were going to see a movie at some movie theater.
Well, you know how to live.
Thanks. this guy approached both of us and asked if we'd like to watch a preview for a movie. I instantly said no because I've had to do that when I was a kid. But she had never been approached before, so she said yes. So I was like, all right, I'm going to have to kill time anyway. And had to see Christmas with the Cranks, the trailer preview for that, and then have a 98-question survey that I had to answer with the guy.
Damn!
Yeah. It was terrible.
I did that for Goonies.
Well,
oh,
you're
that'd
very
be
lucky.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Eden Prairie Center.
So it must have had the deleted scene with the, what was it, the big snake or something?
Octopus?
The octopus scene.
Yeah.
There was none of that in Christmas with the Cranks.
That was
That's a shame.
It would have been better, probably.
Yeah. Wow. The Fountain. 16th century conquistador Tom, Hugh Jackman?
Yes.
This is Tom Jackman.
Earl, how do you say it?
Huggy Jackman.
There you go. Oh, and Rachel Weisz. Okay. It's the one where they play like three different
very time periods. Really difficult film to make. I just read a big article.
Tenacious D was moved to Wednesday. Is that what?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Probably smart.
And then the following Friday. Taristas, or as I like to call it, Hostel Light. Stranded in a Brazilian beach town, a group of backpackers are first trapped by a military group, then used to carry out their mysterious agenda. So that's
are you
boring.
Excited about that one, Earl? You're a big horror movie fan.
Eh, Well, I need to know more about it. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll send you that press pack.
It's not directed by Eli Roth. If it's not directed by Eli Roth, why even bother?
Yeah. Please, Gary. Al, someone.
Over there. Look, I'm looking forward to Hot Fuzz. That's the movie of the century.
Yeah.
Whenever that comes out.
Wait,
yeah.
Which one's that?
Hot Fuzz from the makers of Shaun of the Dead.
No, what's the one that I showed you the trailer for with like a million
action
scenes?
The Hitman, Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, oh, that yeah. one.
That, that movie really, looks cool.
Really, yeah. really, really good.
It could be what really bad, I think.
It's what's his face? Ari from.
Yeah, we saw the trailer before Borat, Earl.
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah. Jeremy Piven plays a jerk off guy that needs to be protected, and they send all these hitmen after him.
Gary Israel or something.
Mm-hmm. I think it's too many guys who play safer roles trying to become edgy all in the same movie.
I don't care. There's lots of shooting and like fast cuts.
And I'm not saying to calm down, but because they're all pretty much actors that I like. Some would say. Yeah. But just for whatever reason, I'm not looking forward to that.
All right. Well, Al's wrong. Next Tuesday, moving to DVD. Next Tuesday, Alias, the complete fifth and final season.
On
Did
DVD.
Did you finish that, watching it?
Yep.
Good.
It work? Ended okay, but right. It was weak overall.
Star Trek, the animated series. Yeah! Seinfeld, season 7. You, me, and Dupree. So yeah! There's that. Yeah. And
Wait,
Voltron,
you mean
Volume
Dupree,
2.
The animated series?
By the way, Voltron Volume 2 has been moved.
Yeah.
Late breaking news. At least 2 weeks, so sorry. Or 1 week.
What is it? End of November for Best Buy and then December for other locations?
That's the rumors. So everyone mark your calendars.
We're going to still get a matching tin.
Yes, it'll be the yellow line.
They're playing that on Cartoon Network right now at
4:30 really?
In the every. They're playing it in chronological order, 4:30 a.m.
Wow!
They took off Mr. T to put Voltron on.
Is that
you know
is
that Mr. T was on at 4:30 in the morning
yes.
on Cartoon Network?
Yes.
Earl, what is on 7:30 a.m. on the Cartoon Network Mondays through Fridays?
That I don't know.
Earl Rain Man Lucas.
Boy, that would have been.
I go to bed about that time.
That would have been
Mr. T.
That would have been a great
Mr.
bit
T's
if you would have
on.
Known that.
No, I would have. Yeah, it would have been a great bit.
You could have just
you know
made up something.
It isn't.
It's Girlfriends, isn't it?
I think it is Girlfriends.
No, I would look at Cartoon Networks early in the morning because from like
that old Steve
four
Harvey
to
show.
Between three and five, they play really
weird
old school stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, like Charlie Chan and the Chan Clan.
You fire up the VHS.
And
all I can say about that is I love it. Thank you.
I love it. Thank you.
Flied lice.
Next on DVD.
The following Tuesday, November 28th, Ant Bully. That was the cartoon that
we'll be
no saw, I think.
Now it's real.
Clerks 2, which I'm sure we'll get like a special edition afterwards.
Probably.
10 years
then we'll get the 10-year anniversary.
Right. You know that there's a 15-year anniversary of Reservoir Dogs that comes out this Tuesday or next Tuesday? It's
really?
Like 15 is not a number with
they already
that.
Did the special edition.
Yeah,
didn't they just do the 10 years
yeah.
special anniversary?
Probably 5 years.
Talking
ago.
A little closer to the mic here.
Didn't they just do the 10 year special edition like
with all
5 years ago?
Right. 5 years ago.
I would assume. Christopher Reeve Superman Collection and Superman Returns.
And Superman 2, right?
Yeah, Richard Donner cut.
That's in the Superman. Yeah, I will put that on there too, but I just
read what Shane writes. Probably.
You have
yeah.
You need free will. Come on.
So there we go. A lot of good stuff coming up
on
DVD. Congratulations to our list for making it.
Yay,
list. Good job, list.
So let's wrap up Under the Scope, and let's close this damn show out with plugs and news and all sorts of stuff. Jared, hit some buttons. Make some noise.
Under the Scope.
Give us some music and say some words.
You make it sound so simple when you spell it out like that. Is it that easy? Push some buttons, play
Absolutely.
Some music, say some words.
Absolutely.
We're going to go into the mailbag. We've got a couple of comments off of the scopeshow.com blog. A. Jacqueline says, love the uncensored scope this week. Comments on breasts, penises, and the words, fuck you, really made my morning.
Whoa.
And she got more of that today from Earl, who went on a tirade. And
no shit.
Wow. We should really update our iTunes thing to show explicit at
yeah,
this point.
We probably should.
Oh, I'm fucking sorry about that, man.
It's okay. I had FU on here, but since
now
Earl broke the dam wide open, I just went with it. Kevin says, another excellent show. Everyone seemed to be having a great time, and I really enjoyed the episode. I'm looking forward to the trivia finals. Perhaps all episodes should involve a studio audience drinking straight from the wine bottle. Name the brew, and I'll send 2 6-packs home with Jared next time before the next taping. No,
Jared?
We didn't do that, but we'll get to it.
Okay, we'll get some.
I think we need to keep you guys liquored up.
I think so, too.
Those are our comments this week. If you have something you'd like to say, you may email your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com. You may also visit the website at thescopeshow.com and comment on the blog. Or be the first to send us an audio comment using the MyChingo voicemail service. Just click the little button right on the website, and you can record a little message and send to us. That's what I have to say.
I'll tell you about the scope sounds if you want to.
Please.
Okay. It's from the Fire Apes, and that's courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Shane, back to you.
Jared, I just want to comment that we did get an email this week from a new listener.
Yes.
And it pretty much was nothing but ripping on Adam.
No, it wasn't just ripping on me. It was saying how great you guys were.
I know.
And yeah, I will say I specifically left that out because it didn't refer to the past shows specifically, so I thought I could use it on the next show if there's a dearth of comments.
Okay, we're going to use that. Definitely going to use it sometime, and we're going to watch Adam cry. We'll take pictures and video of it.
It'll be awesome.
I can't wait for it.
I have very thin skin, so it'll be good.
It'll be fantastic. So one of my favorite parts of the show is going around and getting plugs from all of our in-studio audience people. So let's start with Gary. He's itching to talk. Or he's itching something.
I'm just itching.
Put a little hydrocortisone on that.
Yep.
There's something going around down here, I think. Yeah. No, the show I am directing for the Chameleon Theater Circle 2nd opens December 1st, less than 2 weeks away. Wonderful Earl Lucas is in it.
I am.
Is he nude?
No, thank God.
I'm not going then.
Five shows, December 1st through the 9th. If you want to make reservations, call 952-898-4195.
Fantastic, Gary.
It's thank awesome. You. I play nice a guy rating. That beats up Jesus.
So you're drawing from life experience.
Yeah. Come on, we're dying here.
Anybody else? Any appearances you want to talk about?
Yes, I'll be appearing in a play directed by Gary called 2nd. It's run through the 1st through the 9th. You can get your tickets from his website he mentioned. Thank you.
Fantastic.
And it's my first acting on stage role. I had to go through acting boot camp to be on stage.
I cannot wait to see the final results of your acting. Could this be something that's a regular thing for you?
I don't know. I'll tell you after the play is done. I do know one thing. There was a publicity shot of me taking, with me reaching into some fish sticks. Mm. And John here added an explosion to the background. And apparently that picture is making its way around the internet. I just found out last night from Ray.
It's
the
all,
legendary rock and roll
It's
Ray.
Everywhere. Yeah. Earl, I've asked you about this before. I might have asked you in the last show. But would you honor us with a reading next time on the scope?
Oh, sure. Next
and
time.
I will read with you. You must have a part where it's just you talking to somebody else.
Well, the play is set up. It's basically three sets of two people.
Yes.
And they all have their deal. And in true independent fashion, they all connect at the end.
Okay. They don't have the new deal.
So if you would like to play the guy I play opposite to.
Yes, I would like to do that. And I just I will.
That'd be hilarious.
I will do a cold read. I will not look at the script. I will do a cold read with you. All right, what do you think of that?
Next time you'll have seen the show.
Yep. Oh, that's a good point. We might have to.
Will we have seen the show then? By then?
Depends on when you go.
Depends on when we go,
probably
Gary.
Go so. December 1st, maybe.
Okay, well, we'll. It doesn't matter. It's going to be great.
That's why
I can't
reserve
wait.
Your tickets now.
Reserve tickets soon. It is starting to sell out.
It's awesome.
I have been known as somewhat of a master thespian, so this ought to be exciting. Anyone else?
What?
In the mold of a John
Master
Lovitz?
Lesbian, yes. Any appearances or plugs, please? Wow.
John will be appearing at his home after
this is where
the
you
show.
Say I'll be appearing on the toilet later.
I'll
stuff
be,
like that.
Purchasing the Faith Hill catalog, complete catalog.
Wow.
At my local Best Buy.
A callback. Glorious. Jared.
Gary's party tonight.
Gary's party tonight. Be there or be not there.
Cool.
I've got nothing going on.
Adam, any sort of Jewish activity you'll be attending?
Purim? That sounds right.
that sounds
Jewish. I don't know. No.
Okay, well. I don't have anything to plug because everybody's done everything for me. So let's just close this bad boy up, Jared, shall we?
So long.
Why not?
Scope 17. It's done, folks. We'll see you next time. Happy Thanksgiving.
If you're going to be in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area and would like to participate in a taping of The Scope, send your request to tickets@thescopeshow.com. Please mention in what special way you can contribute to the show.